Missouri Net News is presented by the Springfield, Missouri Convention and Visitors Bureau. Discover why, if it's true to life, you'll find it in Springfield, Missouri. Plan your trip at springfieldmo.org.
The Missouri Public Service Commission has approved filings from Ameren, Missouri that will adjust the fuel and purchased power adjustments charge, as well as the energy efficiency investment charge that appear on monthly bills of Ameren, Missouri customers. Ameren customers should see an increase in their bills. Ameren provides electric service to approximately 1.26 million electric customers in Missouri. House Speaker Elijah Haar says a state lawmaker who was seriously injured in a March head-on collision is recovering in the Kansas City area and that her need for surgeries is done. Speaker Haar says Lee Summit State Representative Rebecca Raber continues to receive treatment.
She continues to recover. Obviously, she's going to need to learn to walk again.
Raber, who was first elected to the House in 2014, chairs the House Elementary and Secondary Education Committee. She will not return to the Capitol this session, which ends on Friday. Several prominent bills could appear during this final week of the Missouri Legislature's regular session. Alisa Nelson files this report.
The Missouri Senate is expected to consider this week a $50 million incentives package for a potential General Motors expansion in Wentzville. Two wide-ranging anti-abortion bills could also come up for debate in the upper chamber, along with a measure that would block a potential high-voltage power line project from applying eminent domain in eight northern Missouri counties. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A Springfield family is concerned for their safety after their home was shot up more than a dozen times early Saturday morning. The family says at least a dozen shots tore through the walls and windows of their home. Stephanie Courtney called police, but now says investigators left the scene without collecting all of the evidence. The police department in a statement said it will thoroughly investigate the shooting. And nobody matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night, up for grabs, an estimated $250 million. Even though America celebrated Mother's yesterday, the country has much work to do in creating a supportive environment for families. So says Dr. Caitlin Collins, an associate professor in sociology at Washington University in St. Louis, whose research working with moms became a book. Her research indicates that the U.S. is the least generous among its peers when it comes to family protections and policies.
The United States has the most family hostile public policy of any country in the Western industrialized world. We are one of only a handful of nations on the planet that does not mention the word family in our constitution. We have no federal body guaranteed the job of overseeing families in America. We have no cohesive federal work family policies at all.
Collins says childcare has not been a priority for the government. Dr. Collins' book, Making Motherhood Work, How Women Manage Careers and Caregiving, was published in February. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.